This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
That's it for today's program. The newscast was produced by Catherine Kopp. Headlines editor was Nell Abram. Our Washington, D.C. editor, Alice Olstein. Our technical production team at KPFA Berkeley is Rose Katapchi and Janine Etter. Our theme music was composed and produced for FSRN by Alan Weatherhead. We welcome your questions, comments, and news tips. Write to us, comments@fsrn.org. For more news stories, specials, and our documentaries, visit our website, fsrn.org, and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/FSRN. Thanks for listening. In Los Angeles, I'm Dorian Marina.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to help sponsor the third annual Perfect Pickle Contest, a benefit for the Dill Pickle Club and their mission of broadening knowledge of Portland's past, present, and future. The Pickle Contest will be Tuesday, February 12th, 7 to 11 p.m. at Union Pine, 525 Southeast Pine in Portland. 10 local chefs will participate in the pickle making contest. There will be live music, presentations, and more. More information can be found at kboo.fm/perfectpickle2013.
What's up, everybody? This is Goddess and She, and you're tuning in to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. Holla at your girl.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New mobile applications available for iPhone and Android. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net. Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla, and tonight we're going to be welcoming guests from 1 Billion Rising, the International Day of Action happening on February 14th. We'll be talking about local events and ways to get involved in your community. We'll be welcoming those local organizers in just a few moments. We also are going to be featuring some live music from Kate Brown, who'll be playing a song off of her new EP in just a few moments. But before we take a music break, I want to let you know how to connect with us online. We love to hear from our listeners, and you are welcome to send us an email at outloudradio@gmail.com. If you connect on Facebook, you can also find KBOO Out Loud on Facebook, and we also connect on Twitter. Also look for KBOO Out Loud on Twitter. Now, we'll be back in just a few moments to hear from local organizers with 1 Billion Rising, but let's take a short music break and hear from local singer-songwriter Kate Brown. This is a song titled All the Way In.
I got all I need, I don't need no more. I knew that happy ever after would follow this cold war. There ain't no guarantee, your reflection's all you see. I caught you writing phony letters, front of our TV. So take a chance at dawn, babe, put them dance shoes on. Ain't no more who did what to who and who's wrong, but the fight is long. I'm gonna roll up my sleeves, push my face into the grease, up to the elbows with me, maybe shoulders, maybe bees knees. I'm gonna get all the way in, this time all the way in, this time all the way in. Your heart be sick, but your body's fine. Take that white sheet off the bed, cut up two holes for the head. You didn't see that I was dying till I was already good and dead. Now I'm floating by, singing on high. The angels will collect me, at least that's my alibi. So take your chance at dawn, babe, put them dance shoes on. Ain't no more who did what to who and who's wrong, but the fight is long. I'm gonna roll up my sleeves, push my face to the grease, up to the elbows with me, maybe shoulders, maybe knees. I'm gonna get all the way in, this time all the way in. All the way in, your heart be sick, but your body's fine. Put on your makeup, step into the light. Just another showgirl dancing for your pennies. At the edge of the stage where it ain't so bright, gonna fill up your eyes till they break like the levee. Yeah. Take your chance and don't be put them dance shoes on. Ain't no more who did what to whom. Wrong with the fight is long. I'm gonna roll up my sleeves, push my face to the grease, up to the elbows with me, maybe shoulders, maybe bees knees. I'm gonna get all the way in, this time all the way in, this time all the way in. I'm gonna get all the way in, this time all the way in, this time all the way in. Your heart beats sick, but your body's fine.
Woo, woo, woo. That song was titled All the Way In, and that was from singer-songwriter Kate Brown, who lives here in Oregon. Kate, tell us about the new EP that's coming out.
Yeah, well, I moved to Oregon, and I was kind of stuck for some artistic project, so I decided to put together a quick five-song acoustic EP in my living room, and so that's what I did. And so it's five acoustic songs, just me and my guitar, and I had a really good time doing it. So now I'm kind of running around showing people all the stuff on it.
Right on. And so there is a local show coming up here in Portland, correct?
Yeah, that's right. On Thursday, I'm going to be at the Shaker and Vine from 8 to 10 is the show. I go on at 9, so play an hour up there. It's going to be really fun.
Wonderful. And for folks that don't know, the Shaker and Vine is over on Southeast Powell, correct?
That's right. It's 2929 Southeast Powell. It's right across from the Hub Brewery, if you've ever been there.
Okay.
And yeah, 21 and up. It's a $5 suggested donation, so it's going to be a really good show.
Okay, fabulous. Now, listeners, stay tuned. Kate is going to be staying with us through the hour, and so we'll be hearing a couple more songs from her throughout the Out Loud show this evening. So thanks so much for that song again, titled All the Way In, and we'll be back with more Kate Brown in just a few more moments.
Great, thanks.
So stay tuned, listeners. Next, I'd like to move on to our next interview, and 1 Billion Rising will be our guests throughout the hour as well. I'd like to welcome to the show Susan. You're one of the local organizers, correct?
Right.
And also here in the studio with us is Elmira. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good evening.
And ladies, tell us, what are your roles with 1 Billion Rising?
I started going to the planning meetings, and I am the contact for the website. If you go onto the international website, 1billionrising.org, you can look for events in Portland or anywhere in Oregon or Washington, and you look by zip code, and you sign up for an event. If you sign up for our local event, I'll get an email, and I'll help people get connected, and just helping with all the many, many details of putting on a big event like this.
Wonderful. And so that was Susan. And so for folks, if they reach out and connect with you guys through the website, you'll be the one actually getting those emails, correct?
Right.
Okay, fabulous. And Elmira, what are some of the different activities you've been doing with the group?
Well, I first found out about 1 Billion Rising Global Campaign about 3 months ago. And I kind of poked around Portland and found out that there wasn't anything really happening here. And having been a longtime activist within the Portland activist community in the last year and a half spent with Occupy Portland, I figured that this was a perfect opportunity to bring a feminist agenda to Occupy Portland and the actions that we've been doing.
Wonderful. Now, hold on just one moment, listeners. I think I'd like to let Susan go next. Tell our folks about, if you don't know, how did 1 Billion Rising come to be? Maybe a little bit of background, Susan.
Well, Eve Ensler, who, if you've heard of the Vagina Monologues, Eve Ensler wrote the Vagina Monologues about 15 years ago. And she did that after interviewing women about their bodies, because she had been raised with in an abusive home, and she realized when she was an adult that she felt like she was only in her head and not in her body. So she started interviewing women about their bodies, and the result of that was the Vagina Monologue. So 15 years ago, she started putting on the play, and since then, colleges all over the world, not just in the U.S., put on the play The Vagina Monologues, and they raise money, and we call it V-Day now. So over the last 15 years, V-Day's raised over $90 million.
Wow.
And usually the money is kept wherever locally, so here we fund, you know, anti-violence work here in Portland. And one of the things that the V-Day money did in Africa was Eve has traveled all around the world talking to refugees and victims of violence everywhere and survivors of violence. So she was in the Congo, which is having a horrific war right now. And they used V-Day money to start a city of hope. So they created this refuge for women in the Congo to recover from, because they're using, you know, rape as a tool of war in the Congo in a way they've never done before. And so in working with the City of Hope, she saw how dance was a really important healing tool. And she got the idea to create a day of action, a global action. Like, after 15 years, you'd think things would be getting better, but they're not. The violence statistics are getting worse. And she said, how could this be? So let's have a call to action for the entire world to stand up and say, you know, one in three women around the globe being raped or beaten in her lifetime is an atrocity. It's not okay. We've all got to stand up and say, this isn't okay. So let's have a call to action, strike, dance, and rise on February 14th. And that's how it came to be. So we have, there's various events all over Oregon and Washington to get this going.
And that's so exciting. I know that you guys have been doing a lot of planning and a lot of different meetings that have been happening. I want to make sure folks know the website to find out more information.
Well, the website is the international website, onebillionrising.org. And if you sign up in Portland, then we'll get an email and we can reach you. But we have a Facebook and we have an local email. If you just want to contact us by email, it's onebillionrisingpdx@gmail.com. And then we have, if you're on Facebook, it's just a great way to get connected because you can read about all the events. And that's 1 Billion Rising PDX on Facebook.
Okay, great. And also, I just want to make sure folks, if you're not familiar with the Eve Ensler's and her Vagina Monologues, those have been performed, like you were saying, internationally. Almost, not always, but a lot of times they're around February 14th, so around Valentine's Day,
right,
as part of the honoring of women. And so just to make sure folks were clear with that is also why February 14th is the day of action for 1 Billion Rising. You know, just that connection to that work that Eve had done all those years. So, and I guess, are there local performances of the Vagina Monologues happening as well?
I know they're happening at Lewis and Clark, and I know at Portland State University on February 15th and 16th.
Okay, that's great. And now, anything else that you want to be sure folks know about the history or how 1 Billion Rising came to be?
Well, she was talking with the board. There's right. All kinds of famous people on the board and not famous people, and mm-hmm. a lot of resources behind the V-Day. And she just thought, let's do something that's really big.
Mm-hmm.
If there, because the UN says one in three women will be raped or beaten in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, what if 1 billion women all rose and everyone who loves them rose with them? That'd mm-hmm. be a lot of people. And
right.
I read yesterday that there are 25 million people signed up in Bangladesh to rise and do a human dancing chain across the country.
How exciting.
So there's millions and millions of people signed up already.
Right. And so that was something I want. Thank you for touching on the international factor, that I guess we are going to start talking about what's going on here in Portland or ways for people to get involved here locally, but that there are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people around the world taking some action, some kind of action on mm-hmm. February 14th.
There's a really inspiring video on the main website called Break the Chain, and it's a song and a dance of that's just wonderfully inspiring and hopeful. And so what they've got is tutorials on the website where you can learn the dance. So there are flash mobs planned all over the planet. Mm-hmm. There's a small village in England where 20,000 women are signed up to do a flash mob. There's only 120,000 people in the country or in that village. And they're all, you know, so one out of every three women in that village is signed up to do a flash mob.
Okay, that's exciting. So it sounds like a lot of dancing is going to be happening. Now, listeners, we're going to come back in just a few moments with to hear more from the 1 Billion Rising organizers. Again, thank you to Susan for sharing the information we've just been talking about. We'll be hearing more from 1 Billion Rising in just a few moments. We're going to take another short music break and hear another live song from Kate Brown, who is here in studio with us. And Kate, I want to ask you, let our listeners know where to find you online.
Oh, well, I have two main places. You can find me at www.reverbnation.com/Kate Brown, or you can find me at www.katebrown.bandcamp.com. So both those places you can find out where I'm playing and when I'll be on the radio and what I've got cooking as of new material and stuff. I'm posting stuff all the time up there, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, again, the show is, you're playing a show here in Portland Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. This week. And then other shows that you might have coming up in the future?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing, I'm actually going down to Los Angeles to play a few shows the 11th through the 15th. Then I'll be in San Francisco on the 23rd to play there. Then I'll be back in Eugene, which is where I live, to play the Granary on March 30th. And then into April, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm sure I'll be playing. Okay. Hopefully coming back up to this area relatively soon.
Right on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell us about this next song that we're going to hear.
So this is a song called New Skin. It's the title track off my EP. It's a pretty self-explanatory song, but I felt like when I started playing this round of creativism that came and went into this acoustic EP, that it sort of was a new skin for me. So
okay.
It's called New Skin.
Here we go. Here Kate we go. Brown.
Thanks.
Let's get out the habit of feeling blue. I get down on my knees, sing my heart out to you. We rock by the fire till our cares burn away and get new skin. Give me new skin. When I'm falling like the last breath from the tallest tree, when none of them old birds are singing to me, when I'm wet like teenage eyes at homecoming, I need new skin. Give me new skin. Give me some of that cherry on top when I'm low, help me climb up them stairs. Dress me ridiculous, take lots of pictures, get drunk and then cut off my hair. Chain me to fun if you must. Baby, I trust that you know it all better than me. Push my face in that pillow of laughter. You do it so effortlessly. Well, the boat has been sinking for a long time now, and it's only the bravest who dare to swim out. The lifeboats are headed for home with no captains, and we're staring into the sunset trying to figure what happened. We need new skin. Give me new skin. When the whiskey and women hide you in plain sight, when there ain't no more rules, so it ain't a fair fight, when I got nothing, baby, to give you about the rest of my life, I need new skin. Give me some of that cherry on top when I'm low, help me climb up them stairs. Give me a thousand big dreams with your eyes, and then kiss me in front of who cares. Give me that carnival ride, cause I let you inside, and the funhouse don't let you out easy. Push me back on that pillow of laughter, you do it so effortlessly. Now I know what you're waiting for, for the sun to sink into them trees. But you know that you've never wanted me more, so kiss me before we get new skin. Give me new skin. New skin.
That That was Kate Brown, the song titled New Skin. That's the title of her new EP that's coming out as well. So again, Kate Brown is going to be playing here in Portland Thursday, the 7th. You said the show starts at 8, is that correct?
The show starts at 8. A gentleman named Brooks Robertson is going to play for an hour. He's a great flat picker guitar player, and he's so excellent. You're going to want to hear him. And you can actually find him on Reverb Nation as well, Brooks Robertson. So he'll play till 9, and then I'll start at 9 from 9 to 10.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, and it's down at the Shaker and Vine over...
Shaker and Vine on 2929 Southeast Portland Powell Boulevard.
Wonderful. All right, yeah. And listeners, stay tuned. Kate will be with us through the end of the hour, so we'll hear a couple more songs from her later in the show, but thank you for that song. Thank you so much. Now, let's move back to interviewing and discussing 1 Billion Rising. We have Susan here in studio with us and Elmira, and we shared a little bit of the history on the Vagina Monologues and the actions and organizing leading up to 1 Billion Rising. Let's hear some information about what are some of the actions happening here in Oregon or in the Portland area. Who would like to tell us about that?
I can inform you guys about that.
Okay.
The first upcoming event is going to be on February 7th at Portland State University's Women's Resource Center. We're going to have a sign-making party.
February 8th. Friday.
Sign-making party just in preparation for February 14th. We've got lots of supplies, paint, art, other things like that to be able to make those signs. On February 9th and 10th, we've got flash mob dance practice happening at the Fremont Methodist Church, 2620 Northeast Fremont, and that's happening from 3 to 5. And that's just an opportunity and a space to allow people to practice the Break the Chain dance, which is going to be being performed flash mob style in downtown Portland during our march. And then on February 9th, we've got a film screening of Misrepresentation. That is going to be happening at 6:30 at the Peace House. The address is 2116 Northeast 18th in Tillamook. Then on Sunday, February 10th, we've got a lead-in workshop for 1 Billion Rising, and that's happening from 11 to 2 at Nia Studios, which is on 918 Southwest Yamhill. And then we have our February 14th Day of Action at 3 p.m. That's going to be a rally at Director's Park, and we're going to be rallying for about, 30 to 45 minutes, and then marching no later than 3:45.
Okay. So there's a lot of different stuff coming up. And there's all this information on the website?
Yeah.
Or on your Facebook group?
Actually, if you go to 1billionrising.org and search for Portland, you'll see a listing of all these events.
Wonderful. And for folks that do connect on Facebook, they can find 1 Billion Rising PDX.
Right.
Right, is the group on Facebook. Okay, great. And so there have been some different planning meetings, and it sounds like there's been a lot of different people organizing these different activities. And do you guys need more volunteers to help out, or are there organizing meetings still happening?
Yeah, we need lots of helping out still. We've got several organizing teams that desperately need more energies put into them. We have one more planning meeting left before February 14th, which is happening on Monday at 6:30 p.m. in the basement of the Sunnyside Methodist Church. There's an event that you can find on our Facebook page, or if you need more information about the coordinating meeting, you can email us at 1billionrisingpdx at gmail. But the organizing teams that really, really are hurting right now and need more help is the outreach team. We need people who want to go out flyering, who are willing to outreach to their friends and their neighbors and their networks to talk about 1 Billion Rising Portland and let people know what's going on. We also need the rally and march team needs more energy put into that as far as planning the logistics and, getting the march going in the right direction. That specifically, we're looking for a peacekeepers team, people who are willing to, stand on the sidelines and kind of keep a watchful eye out and make sure that everything stays peaceful and our marches are safe and everything like that. We need a food team. Our food team's got a few people on there, but we could definitely use some more help in the food team because after our march, we're going to be headed to Nia Studios, which is in the Pytheon building. We're going to be holding an afternoon and evening of workshops and breakout sessions and dance, meditation, food, things like that. So we're hoping to have some really beautiful food put out. So if you are interested in helping out with the food team, or even if you'd like to donate some catered items, or if you are maybe a owner of a local restaurant and want to donate some food to the event, that desperately needs some more help. We've also got the banquet and networking event organizing team. That's just mostly setting up for the event, making sure that all the workshops are set up with the tables that they need, making sure that, you know, setup and tear down is complete and the venue is returned back to its state that it was in when we got there. The venue, which is again in the Pytheon building in NIA Studios, has been incredibly helpful to us. They provided the venue free of charge, not charge us anything. It was all in donation. So we want to make sure that the space is put back to the way it was when we leave.
Right. So it sounds like there's quite a few different ways for folks to get involved if they've got time and labor to share. And the email to contact you guys, again, it's 1billionrisingpdx@gmail.com, correct?
Right.
And so, yeah, any of those suggestions that Elmira just shared, folks can get involved, as well as just show up. You know, mm-hmm. I want to encourage folks to check out the calendar on the website and engage in whatever way is appropriate for people. I mean, that's really what this is about, is working towards the change that mm-hmm. you want to see in your own community. Now, I just want to remind listeners, if you've just tuned in or if you've just joined us recently, you're listening to Out Loud. This is the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO. My name is Carla, and we're speaking with Elmira and Susan about 1 Billion Rising, the International Day of Action happening on February 14th, specifically around ending violence against women. And so I'm excited to see there's all these different actions that are happening. And just to acknowledge, Kelly Caldwell was on the show a couple weeks ago for early January and talked about, you know, so many of the big changes that are happening in 2013 and all the different ways for people to get involved. And 1 Billion Rising has been, you know, organized by communities on a global scale. And I appreciate, Susan, what you had said earlier about the group, I think you said Bangladesh, where there's so many women that have signed up. Or let's also speak for a moment, though. I guess I keep saying women that have signed up, but are men involved in the organizing? Are there events specifically to men? Let's talk about where men fall into this whole event.
Well, there have been men at the planning meetings, mm-hmm. and there are plenty of men signed up. Of the 25 million in Bangladesh, I'm sure there's a lot of men. Mm-hmm. There's an incredible video on the website of South African students dancing to Break the Chain, mm-hmm. and it's these young women in uniform, and then you see young men in uniform, too, dancing with them, which I think is just awesome. We need everybody if we're going to end violence on a big scale, global scale, which I believe is possible. We need everybody involved. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Absolutely.
And it's not just against women. I think we need to talk about violence against the rainbow family, mm-hmm. violence against any group that's different. And, mm-hmm. you know, I think bringing a huge amount of attention to this issue in a global way altogether, saying this is not acceptable behavior. How do we keep the perpetrators accountable for their actions and so that we can all be safe in the world is really important.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add that part of this day of action is a demonstration against the fact that we've been raised as women to not get raped. And it's so prevalent in our society that when you are the victim of domestic violence, you leave the home. When you get raped, you change the clothes you wear. And I think that this action, this campaign, is really trying to change the focus of that and saying, no, if we want to end rape, then we need to stop raping. Mm-hmm. And so it mm-hmm. you know, depends a large part on men's contribution and actually standing up and saying, well, you know, as a male, I declare that I will not rape, I will not commit violence against women, and really changing the rape culture through that means, because women can't do it alone. They don't commit rape or violence against themselves.
Mm-hmm. So. That's such an important statement. Thank you for saying that, and that it really is so very important, essential, that mm-hmm. men and male-identified people stand up and say the change they want mm-hmm. and take that action as well. What do they want to see?
Well, one famous person, mm-hmm. I mean, most people have heard of Robert Redford. He's on, you can go on the website, and he'll talk about why he's rising, that it's not a women's issue or a side issue. It's a global crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So if enough of us rise, the initial video that you can watch on the website or YouTube, 1 Billion Rising, shows all these women in these horrible situations, and the earth rumbles because we're all rising and dancing on February 14th, and they wake up and they walk away from the situations. So it's bringing awareness to it so that the women who are being victimized go, this isn't okay, I can leave.
Mm-hmm.
There's that too.
Right. So let's just take a short break in our conversation about 1 Billion Rising and move over to a music break for just a few more moments. We do still have in studio with us Kate Brown, who is going to be performing this Thursday night, February 7th, over at the Shaker and Vine on Southeast Powell. Kate is based here in Oregon, but tell us about this new song we're going to hear now.
Well, this is a song that's actually not on my new CD. It's called Troubled Man. And as you were, you know, saying how men need to really get involved and step up, I think it's interesting as a female songwriter, sometimes writing from the perspective of men and men in crisis, and it's kind of an interesting place for me to work from. So this is a song that I wrote from my dude half.
Okay.
I must be going now that I've had my say. The years are far too many now to stay in just one place. Time is slipping like pennies from a child's hand. And don't you waste your hallelujahs on a troubled man. Ain't she pretty? With your hair pulled back from your face, I can see your eyes reflecting different kind of place. So here's a token, and just a flailing lover's cry, songs and poems for the taking. They fill you up, but they suck you dry. So God keep you. I'll write you if I can. Well, don't you waste your hallelujahs on a troubled man. Sitting all alone, crumpled little room, old forgotten letters on the floor. Seems there was a time when you were yours and I was mine. The radio don't play that song no more. That station don't come in no more. Baby, turn that light out. I don't want to hear my fate. I just want to ride the wind. I'd love to take you. I got no way to keep you safe. So God should keep you. I'll write you if I can. And don't you waste your hallelujahs on a troubled man. And don't you waste them pretty hallelujahs on a troubled man.
That song was titled Troubled Man. And the musician is Kate Brown. And Kate, tell our listeners how to find you online again.
You can check me out on reverbnation.com/Kate Brown or katebrown.bandcamp.com. You can actually download the new EP, New Skin, for $4, which is super cheap.
Wonderful.
It just keeps me in my britches.
That's it. Right,
yeah,
on.
That's it.
And yay for electronic downloads.
Isn't that great?
It is.
Love
great.
That.
Wonderful. So thank you for, again, that song titled Troubled Man. And Kate will be back with one more song later in the show. So stay tuned to hear more from her. Let's get back to the conversation with 1 Billion Rising. Susan and Elmira are here in studio with us. And we were just talking about some of the local events that are coming up. And Susan, you had talked previously about folks getting on the website 1 Billion Rising. And did you talk about searching by zip code, or how can folks
find? You search
find
by zip code, 1billionrising.org, and it says find a rising, something like start a rising or find one. And you put in your zip code, and I did that, and I put it in within 200 miles of Portland. So I found there's at least two actions in Corvallis, there's things happening in Eugene, the Dalles, Hood River, Olympia, Tacoma. So just put in your zip code with, you know, within however many miles you're willing to travel, and you'll find an action that's happening. And if you don't find one, you could just grab some friends and jump in the street and dance. And just ending the silence. It feels like ending the violence and ending the silence is a real big part of this day. So let's have conversations about it. I didn't learn until I started coming to the planning meetings that Portland's the number two sex trafficking city in the country. Now, some women know that. Some people know that. I didn't know that. And so, when I started mentioning that at work today and somebody said, I don't want to hear about that. Well, right, we don't want to hear about that, but we have to talk about it. We just have to talk about it to get it to change.
Right, and what's really going on right here in our own community. And I guess I'm speaking to, I live in Northeast Portland as well, and I realize a lot of people listening are not in the metro area, but violence against women affects everyone. You know, and that's something when we talk about the 1 in 3 women that will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime, it's not someone else. I mean, it is someone else, but it's also someone we know and someone we love. And violence affects every single one of us. And so I'm very excited to see all the different ways that people are engaging around these different actions that are happening. And so that's something I hope listeners are hearing in our conversation, that there's so many different ways to plug in and engage and get involved in whatever way is appropriate for you.
I also think even if you can't do an action on that day, go to the website to get inspired.
Right.
To see what's happening around the world is completely inspiring. And then you go, wow, things can change, which, yeah.
Right.
So I wanted to talk a little bit more about the actual change aspect and what we expect to happen on February 15th.
Right.
How are we going to take the culmination of all this energy that we acquire and accumulate on the 14th and move forward with this? And we have several workshops and speakers lined up for our February 14th event. And I just wanted to speak to some of them. One workshop that we have is called Changing Words to Change the World. The next workshop that we have lined up that evening is a workshop on teen dating violence, and that's going to be hosted by Senator Lori Mons Anderson, who was the sponsor for House Bill 4077, which mandates that Oregon schools take a more active role in educating and addressing teen dating violence, holding education for both boys and girls within the educational districts, letting them know what teen dating violence is and how to identify if they're in a relationship that is unhealthy and has teen dating violence. There's going to be workshops offered by Women's Strength and Girls Strength, both helping to empower women to defend themselves against violence. And then we're going to have a workshop from the Sexual Assault Resource Center. And that workshop I'm very excited about because it does address the fact that Portland is the second largest portal for human trafficking in our nation. And they're going to be talking about that and raising awareness about it and really trying to plug people in and to get involved to end it and to actually demand that the city of Portland take a more active role in ending sex trafficking that's happening in the city, because currently we don't feel that they are. It's a huge issue, one of which where when people have broken the silence of it and actually went to media to talk about it, they've been fired from their jobs within the Portland Police Bureau, things of that nature. So going back to needing to end the silence about it, that's really what this day is about, to bring these things out into the open. And we talk a lot about ending violence towards women, but I also want to include that this is about ending violence towards women and girls. Children are caught up in the human sex trafficking here in Portland. It's not just adults. There are large populations of children in the human trafficking rings here in Portland. So that's very, very prevalent here. And, you know, these things don't get talked about. Sexual abuse, incest, all these things are things that we're addressing. They've been stigmatized, and we become, you know, victims who get ashamed when these things happen to us, and we don't talk about it. And really, to address them and move on and change things, we have to talk about it. As Susan was saying, a lot of people don't want to know about it. But to make any progress, we have to talk about it.
Right. And that's where, you know, one thing I appreciate on the the 1 Billion Rising website is different stories that are being shared or people that are stepping forward with what happened to them and why is it important that others stand and allies. I mean, just there's so many different people coming forward to show their support for this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Some of our community sponsors and participants.
Well, we have the Clothesline Project, Women's Strength, this, as Elmira mentioned, Sexual Assault Resource Center, the one in Beaverton and the one in Vancouver. Why I Rise Video Project, we're going to have a video taping there at the event at the Pythian Building in the NEO Studio where people can be videotaped for Why They're Rising. Marissa Mission, Idle No More, The Feminist Agenda, PDX, Sisters of the Road, Men Against Violence, Radical Women, Girl Strength, Sisters in Strength, and the Office of Youth Violence Prevention. They're all organizing and helping to take part in this.
That's so awesome. It's really, really exciting. For folks that are just tuning in, you're listening to Out Loud. We have Susan, Susan and Elmira in studio with us talking about 1 Billion Rising, which will be happening on February 14th, an international day of action. And Elmira, you were just talking about some things, you know, on the 15th or what's going to be happening after this big day of action. And so for folks, you know, for whatever reason, if maybe they're stuck in their office all day on the 14th or for some reason people can't engage, what are some things that are going to be happening into the future?
All right. Well, we started looking at this and we started trying to think about what we could do after the 14th, because obviously the 14th isn't going to come and violence against women and girls is just going to end. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. As we all know, there's been people that have been working on this campaign like Eve Ensler for the last 15 years trying to get violence to end, and it isn't. So what I have found in organizing different actions and participating in different marches and things like that, is that we get all this energy together on one day of action, but then there's nowhere for that energy to go. It all kind of, you know, you march and then you rally and then you march and then you all just go home. But what happens after that? That was why we scheduled and organized the banquet and networking event with the workshops, but also looking even further forward than just after the march is what happens on the next day. And so what we're hoping that 14th is an opportunity for people who are passionate about ending violence to get together, make the connections, create that platform that they can work together through which to end violence and address the violence against women. So we're hoping that we'll create alliances between different working groups and different organizations. We know that when we started this, it just started with five women in my house meeting, and you know, it spurred, and we've made alliances with Idle No More, PDX, and all these great community sponsors that Susan has listed. So how do we take all those alliances and all those connections that we've made and carry it forward and actually continue the work? Because it's going to take more than just showing up on one day and marching or, you know, connecting. Where are we going to take that energy afterwards? So we're looking at ways to carry on, looking at getting a website set up for after. Right now we're just utilizing Facebook and social media, but if we want this to really continue, we're looking for a little bit of help in getting an actual website set up where people can, you know, look on the events page and see that there's, you know, book clubs or there's workshops or there's discussions happening all over Portland. So really it's about how to keep the discussion moving forward. And then from those discussions, you know, problem solving happens. You know, people get together and they get inspired and they have ideas and you know, stuff happens. So that's what we're hoping in moving forward.
So I think I just heard you do another call for volunteers, perhaps anybody who's got the IT background or website mm-hmm. programming. Mm-hmm. Tell us the email address again.
Email us at 1billionrisingpdx@gmail.com. You can message us on our Facebook page as well. So any of those work. We also got a WordPress. So for people who aren't on Facebook or don't utilize Facebook, you can find us 1billionrisingpdx on WordPress as well.
Okay. Wonderful. So we need to start wrapping up our conversation, but I do want to invite you guys to come back again. I'm not sure about before the day of action, but definitely after. And let us keep everyone posted on what's going on around these organizing and this really important work. But before we say our goodbyes, I want to give you both a chance to, you know, share any closing thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners. Perhaps, Susan, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I something that I've thought about a lot in this last couple weeks is in asking people to imagine a world where women are safe and free from violence. And then I want to include in that, like I said, all members of the Rainbow family, anyone who's, but imagine if we could walk down the street, be in our homes, be in our lives, completely safe and free from any thought of any violence, the amount of creative energy that would be released, that would be part of the world rather than all the fear that we have. I just think it's important for us to imagine that so we can bring it into fruition.
That's a beautiful message. That's very important.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think what Susan is talking about really is the end of rape culture. Right now we live in a culture of rape. We rape our women. We rape our land. We rape everything. We rape our finances. So really we're speaking to ending rape culture. Mm-hmm. And I would like to invite anybody who is interested in getting involved. I know that there's not a lot of time left, but we are still welcoming people to join our coordinating meeting. We have one more meeting before February 14th. Again, that's going to be on Monday, 6:30 p.m. at Sunnyside Methodist Church in the basement. You can find that information on our Facebook page or email us 1billionrisingpdx@gmail.com and ask us for some more information.
Well, thank you so much. That was Elmira, who was just speaking, and thank you, Susan. Thank you both for coming to the show this evening.
Thanks for having us.
And keep up the good work. Okay, listeners, we're going to take one more music break before we say our goodbyes this evening. We're going to hear one more song from Kate Brown, who is a singer-songwriter based here in Portland. Kate is going to be performing live this Thursday evening over at the Shaker and Vine, which is at 2929 Southeast Powell Boulevard. Kate, tell us about this song that we're about to hear.
This is a song called Sick, and it's a collaboration of styles for me, so... Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, yeah, you are so really welcome. Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for checking me out, too, online. ReverbNation.com/Kate Brown or katebrown.bandcamp.com.
Fabulous. So this is Kate Brown, and the song is titled Sick.
I think you love me where I'm hard to reach, yeah, under the covers and between my knees. I never thought I'd get this kind of love for free. You even like my singing when I'm singing through my teeth. And I might let you down, babe, like constantly. But when pushing comes to shoving, yeah, you know I show my teeth. For all that's inside you and all that you do, you know I was a better soul the second I met you, yeah, yeah. I used to be sick, but then I got well. I used to be sick, but then I got well. I used to be sick, but then I got well. I used to be sick, but then I got well. I used to drink too much at parties and get loud and go home with the loneliest pretty boy in the crowd. All the time imagining that girl in the corner and being devastated by the feelings that I had for her. If I'd have thought I could have got away with it at the time, I would have put a roofie in her drink and made her mine. Because I used to be sick, then I got well. I used to be sick, but then I got well. I used to be sick, but then I got well. I used to be sick, but then I got well. Well, I don't know who kissed who. You kissed me, or if I kissed you. But it doesn't really matter when you go toe-to-toe, cause no matter how you spin it, you can't replay the show when love ain't a game of rules. It changes, rearranges, and flips the heart of fools with a little bit of silver that skins your tin of time. If you have a heart of gold, I think you'd be fine. I used to be sick. I used to be sick. I think you love me where I'm hard to reach, yeah, yeah. Under the covers and between my knees. I never thought I'd get this kind of love. Through my teeth, and I might let you down, babe, like constantly. But when pushing comes to shoving, yeah, you know I show my teeth. For all that's inside you and all that you do, you know I was a better soul the second I met you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, who made me this way? Did it happen long, long ago? Or just yesterday? If you close your eyes, yes, nice, nice and tight, you might not see me, but then again you might, because I used to be sick, but then I got well. I used to be sick, but then I got well. I used to be sick, but then I got well. I used to be sick, but now I'm well.
That song was titled Sick from Kate Brown, who was playing live here in the studio. Thank you so much for joining us, Kate, and let's have you come back sometime soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. Love the show. I love being here.
Right on. Keep it up. Okay. Now, listeners, I would like to share a little bit of news and some announcements with you before we say our goodbyes this evening. I actually need to share a sad story, but I want to make sure you know that another young person has committed suicide, and this one was a young man who was here in Oregon. So Jaden Bell was a 15-year-old gay teen who hanged himself 2 weeks ago after complaining of bullying. And Jaden died this past Sunday, February 3rd, Sunday afternoon at Dornbecker Children's Hospital here in Portland. Jaden's family decided to take him off of life support more than a week ago after tests showed no brain activity. Now, Bud Hill, a close family friend, told the Oregonian newspaper earlier this week that Jaden, who was openly gay, had complained the week prior that he was being bullied and had talked to a counselor at LeGrand High School where he was a sophomore. And then on Saturday of a little over a week ago, on Saturday, January 19th, actually, I should say back in January, on the 19th, Jaden went to a playground on Central Elementary School in LeGrand, Oregon, and he climbed onto a play structure and hanged himself on the play structure. So our thoughts go out to the family of Jaden Bell and to all young people. And just wanted to do a shout out to everyone who works to make a difference and really engaging with young people and saving lives where you can. So our thoughts, again, to everyone who cared about Jaden Bell and the LeGrand community hopefully is coming together around this tragedy to make some differences for young people. Also want to encourage folks to check out the Oregon Safe Schools website. They have tons and tons of resources. It's actually the Oregon Safe Schools and Communities Coalition is the name of the organization. And they have a resources page for communities all around Oregon who want to work towards making a change in school cultures. Earlier in the show this evening, we mentioned some of the requirements around schools and what's being taught and safety and things. And Oregon does actually have some laws around anti-bullying, and we really want to encourage folks to get involved in the schools and make sure they're safe for everyone. Tonight we were talking a lot about 1 Billion Rising and the group here in Portland working to make some changes here in the local community. But again, 1 Billion Rising is having actions all around the world. And you can search by your zip code to find out actions that are happening close to home. Or if you'd like to connect with other people working to make a community safe for everyone. So I also want to share a music announcement with you. A group that has been featured here on the Out Loud radio show titled Goddess and She. They are on tour right now and coming to the Pacific Northwest. Want to make sure you know that they'll be performing on February 15th. Goddess and She will be performing down in Salem, Oregon at the Flipside, which is on Liberty Street Northeast. They'll be performing on February 16th. Over in Spokane, Washington. And then here in Portland, they'll be performing on Tuesday, February 19th, 2 weeks from tonight. They'll be performing at Crush, which is located over at 14th and Southeast Morrison Street. The local show here in Portland, the doors open at 8, and then the show starts at 8:30. And for folks over in Washington, the Goddess and She are performing on February 20th in Bellingham, Washington. Their website is Goddess, spelled G-O-D-D-E-S, and she.com. They do have a new CD coming out, I believe this week, titled The United States of Goddess and She. So again, that new album is coming out. We're going to take a music break and hear an older song from them. Again, this is Goddess and She, and the song is titled Love Machine.
I'm captivated, mesmerized by your eyes. Saw you glance at me and kind of look shy. And you got a nice swagger. We can compliment each other, but make it after. We kiss, cause I like love being adventurous. I'll place my two fingers across your sexy lips. Shh, don't speak, let's exchange vibes. We don't need to talk, we could talk with our eyes. Yeah, I know, that's what your eyes said. You like to come over and see my big bed. I got satin sheets, would you like to touch them? The white and the soft, I'm sure that you love them.
I know you wanna take a test drive.
Yeah. over to my house and feel my it's been around the world, never runs out of gas. When you push it to the limit, it can go really fast. Would you like to come along and drive cross country to interior? Yeah, it's pretty funky. We can go explore things I know you never seen. It's way beyond anything you ever could have dreamed. It's really souped up, but it's got a smooth ride. Come here, sexy baby, sit your butt in my ride. Come in my car and see my go for a ride and see my would you like to try out my come here, fix it, baby, for my
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. Want to say thank you so much to our guests who have been on the show this evening. The organizers from 1 Billion Rising, as well as Kate Brown, the musician who played live music here in the studio. The song that we just heard was from Goddess and She, titled Love Machine. They're going to be performing here in Portland on Tuesday, February 19th. That's 2 weeks from tonight. They'll be performing at Crush, which is located at Southeast Morrison and 14th. The doors at 8, the show at 8:30. That'll be a $5 cover charge. They're also performing February 15th in Salem, Oregon, and the 16th over in Spokane, Washington. The website, Goddess and She, they spell Goddess, G-O-D-D-E-S, and she.com. Now, want to let you know of other ways to connect with us online. We love hearing from our listeners. Our email address is outloudradio@gmail.com. You can also find KBOO, K-B-O-O, Out Loud, on Facebook as well as on Twitter. Now, there are so many events going on in the community. I apologize, we don't have time to read them tonight, but I want to share a couple of websites. The Portland Queer Community Center has an incredible calendar of events. Their website is pdxqcenter.org. They have all sorts of different groups and activities and events and a speaker series and art exhibits. The Q Center really has a lot going on over there, as well as activities and programming for young people as well. Two monthly publications that also have community calendars are the Just Out newspaper as well as PQ Monthly. Both of those publications have extensive community calendars, and there are a lot of different ways for you to get involved, have fun, as well as making a difference. A huge shout out of thanks to all the organizers working with Idle No More, as well as 1 Billion Rising, who are working to make a change in their community. And really want to encourage you, that's you right there, the listener, you, I'm talking to you. Find out a way for you to get involved, plug in, make a difference in the world in your own way. We need your time, your energy now. My name is Carla. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud.
It is now 7:01 on KBOO Portland, and coming up in this hour is Hard Knock Radio. Enjoy.
KBOO Radio is proud to help Zippity News and a clothes drive to help clothe the homeless. We will be collecting gloves, hats, and scarves until February 15th. When the clothes will be distributed throughout the homeless community. KBOO is located on 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just off Burnside. Thank you, and we hope to see you donating clothes to help keep the homeless warm this winter.
Tune in Wednesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. for Treasures from the KBOO Vault. We are celebrating our 45th anniversary by looking at our past and sharing precious recordings with you. This month, we'll listen to an interview with Art Dilworth, recorded in 1977 by KBOO's own George Page. We'll also hear a speech recorded in 1992 by Dick Gregory. Again, that's February the 6th at 6 p.m. here at KBOO Portland, your community radio station for 45 years.
This is Bobby Seale here. I'm the former chairman, founder, and the old national organizer of the Black Panther Party. The Black Panther Party was a critical revolutionary organization out of the 1960s. This is Hard Knock Radio. I love Hard Knock Radio. Coming here.